Capital blights and withers all it touches. It is a new aristocracy, proud, imperious, dishonest, seeking only profit and the exploitation of workers. William Silvis, Iron Molders International Union, and the National Labor Union founder. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, July 21st, 1877. Local militiamen are called out against striking railroad workers in Pittsburgh. The head of the Pennsylvania Railroad advises giving the strikers a rifle diet for a few days and see how they like that kind of bread. Instead, the militiamen join the workers' cause. Meanwhile, federal troops are sent to Baltimore, where they shoot 35 strikers, murdering 10. In order to persuade the workers that the interests of capital and labor are identical. 1978, U.S. Postal Service and unions agree on a contract averting mail strike. July 22nd, 1886, in San Francisco, a brewery workers' union formed among mostly socialist German workers to resist the prevailing 18-hour workday. The breweries admitted defeat and gave in to union demands for free beer, the closed shop, freedom to live anywhere. Brewery workers until now had lived in the brewery itself. A 10-hour day, a 6-day week, and a board of arbitration. In 1916, a bomb explodes during a Preparedness Day parade in San Francisco, killing 10 and injuring 40. Tom Mooney, a labor organizer, and Warren K. Billings, a shoe worker, were framed and convicted, both later pardoned by Roosevelt in 1939 by the anti-labor business and government interests. July 23rd, 1892, strikers battle Pinkerton thugs during the Carnegie Steel Strike in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The Pinkertons, trying to import and protect scabs, opened fire on unarmed striking steelworkers. 11 strikers and spectators were murdered in order to keep wages low and company profits high. 1913. Northern Michigan copper miners strike for union recognition, higher wages, and an 8-hour day. 1,100 strikers were arrested, and Western Federation of Miners President Charles Moyer was shot, beaten, and forced out of town. July 24th. 1903, Mother Jones gave her famous The Wail of the Children speech during the March of the Mill Children. The march began on July 7th in Philadelphia and ended at Teddy Roosevelt's summer home in Oyster Bay, Long Island. They were demanding cutting the work week for child laborers down to 55 hours. 1968, the United Auto Workers and Teamsters formed the Alliance for Labor Action, ALA, later to be joined by several smaller unions. The ALA's agenda, including support of the civil rights movement and opposition to the war in Vietnam. July 25th, 1877, St. Louis workers stage a general strike, believed to be the nation's first, in support of striking railroad workers. The successful strike was ended after 3,000 federal troops and 5,000 deputized special police murdered 18 strikers to protect low wages, deadly working conditions, long hours, and company profits. 1937, 15 living dead women testified before the Illinois Industrial Commission. They were radium girls who will die prematurely after working at clock and watch factories, where they were told to wet small paint brushes in their mouths and dip them in radium paint dials. A Geiger counter passed over graves in a cemetery near Ottawa, Illinois, still registers the presence of radium. 1877, 30 workers were murdered by federal troops, who were sent to protect low wages, deadly working conditions, and the profits of the rich. During the Battle of the Viaduct in Chicago, U.S. troops and police attacked 5,000 unarmed workers at Halstead and 16th Street in Chicago. A judge later found the police guilty of preventing the workers from exercising their constitutional right to freedom of speech and assembly. 1912, Battle of Mucklow, West Virginia. During a coal miner's strike, an estimated 100,000 shots were fired. 12 striking miners were murdered in order to keep wages low and protect the miners' owners' profits. July 27th, 1869, legendary labor leader William Silvis died. Silvis founded the Iron Molders International Union and the National Labor Union, which was the first organization in U.S. history. 1918, Canada. United Mine Workers organizer Ginger Goodwin was shot by a hired private cop outside Cumberland, British Columbia, sparking Canada's first general strike. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.